is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western sky.
Hey, right across the river there from West Virginia, we came from Ohio.
And we can skin up.
And we were talking before the break about Chrissy Hynde, who is the spark plug of the Pretenders. And their 1982 song, My City Was Gone. Again, for critical purposes only, just to play a few seconds of the song. Listen to the lyric, and you'll hear what Rush Limbaugh likes so much in this lyric, because it's more true now than it was in 1982 when Chrissy Hynde wrote it. And guess, you know, my, how time flies when you're having fun. Guess how old Chrissy Hynde is today? You know, I remember as a, you know, just a skinny girl. That, you know, will always be that skinny girl in one's memory. A brilliant guitarist, brilliant singer, with, I think you'd call, a contralto voice. That is a surprisingly a low range for a woman. She's 70 years old. My goodness, I'm 73, so she's my contemporary. When I was in high school, she would have been in junior high. Ah, my goodness, 1982. So here it is. This is what made it such a good song for Rush Limbaugh and so good for us. Whether, I don't know if the 70-year-old, that's an interesting question. You know, some of these politically correct entertainment business people are coming around. They're realizing Donald Trump was always right. And some of them are waking up to that fact. And some of them who voted for Joe Biden are, you know, they're, boy, are they having buyer's remorse now.
I was stunned and amazed. My childhood memory.
Swept
the past. Like the wind through the trees.
Hey, let's go, Brandon. Hey, oh, way to go, Brandon. We're getting old, you know, and you know, we're hanging on here. Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump is he? I was born in 1948, And our president was born in 46 in Queens. I was born in Manhattan 2 years later, same city. And so I'm 73, which means the president, 73 and a half. So the president is 75 and a half. I would say that's what that means. And he was born, I think he was born in July. I was born in June. So, and my parents actually lived, I was born in Manhattan, but my parents actually lived right next to Queens in Brooklyn. Well, my dad was a design student at Pratt Institute on the GI Bill after being he never flew a B-17, but he trained to fly a B-17 in World War II. Thank God he didn't have to fly one of those, because so many brave young American boys who got into a B-17 never came home. Huge percentage of them never came home. It was worse than getting into a submarine. Anyway, he was training on the GI Bill to be a designer, an industrial designer. He was a great one. Let's go back to the president, who, and at that time, when my dad was at Pratt, Fred Trump was building housing and doing development in Queens and maybe Brooklyn too. He stayed out of Manhattan. That was too it was too vicious in Manhattan. Fred Trump didn't want, and he discouraged Donald from crossing the East River and trying to do developments in Manhattan. But Donald Trump said, "No, I want to do it," and he did it spectacularly. All right, let's go back to the president. Let's find our place here. Where were we? I'll find it here in just a moment. Okay, here we are in the list of messages from the president. And now there are some messages here I want to read. Here's one. It ends this: radical left Democrats are rapidly destroying America. This is something the president wrote on October 11th. He said, go to another message. He's got some great messages here that I want to read to you. I want to read you the whole message. Let me find them. Here's one coming up. Our border, he writes on October 12th, has gone from the safest and most secure in history. Remember that. Think back. Think back. Just think back 10 months ago. To a broken, dirty, and disgusting wreck with thousands of unknown people from unknown countries, including from their now emptied prisons all over the world, unsustainably pouring in. No country has ever seen anything like what is happening on the southern border of the United States. And no country is stupid enough to allow such a thing to happen. Let that sink in. Those are not just words. No country is stupid enough to allow such a thing to happen. Well, right now, we are allowing such a thing to happen. Yes, we are allowing it to happen. We are allowing it to happen. How do I know that? Because we're not stopping it, are we? And we are going to have to stop it, aren't we? Crime will go up at levels that the U.S. has never seen before. It is actually already there. And terrorism will be the next big wave to lead the way. And that's just among the 20 awful things that will happen as a result of no border. Despite this, and incredibly, the very expensive and high-tech border wall, which has been 100% successful in areas where it was completed, is being lifted. Now listen to this. You didn't hear this. If you're watching your TV set, you didn't hear this. Your newspaper isn't reporting this. The border wall is being lifted from installation points and moved to storage dumps, where it will begin the process of rotting and rusting away. This is billions of dollars worth of completed wall. That is the panels, the sections, these huge, brilliantly designed steel barriers, stacked up, thousands of them, stacked up. They're ready to have an excavator or a crane pick them up, hang it vertically, and set it into concrete. They're ready to go. And the electronics that were to be mounted on them, the lights and the monitoring, the detection devices, the communication devices that were to be mounted on this highly sophisticated wall, all ready, all finished, ready to go, ready to install. That's all just rusting away. And in fact, worse, let me go return to the president now. The president, quoting him, putting it in place would have been far less expensive, and the wall would have been quickly completed. There was very little left to do. Billions of dollars are being paid to contractors to not build the wall. Specifically, $6 million a day. The, quote, leaders, unquote, of our country have gone crazy. Now, of course, they haven't gone crazy. They are crazy. They're nuts. They're communists. It's worse than nuts. We've all met people that are crazy or nuts. Worse, these are communists. Everything's quite purposeful for them. They didn't just lose their minds. They are evil. And the president knows this. That's why he writes leaders in ironic quotes. Everything is falling apart. Our military is in shambles. The shelves of our stores are empty. COVID continues to rage at levels higher than last year. We have no oil. We have no courage. We have nothing. Our country is a laughingstock all over the world and is certainly no longer great. But we will make America great again. Now, that's the key message I think I'm going to find from the president for us in today's show, right there. Let those words sink in. I mean, that's amazing to hear. Remember Donald Trump, 10 months ago, president of our country, 12 months ago, president of our country, about to win re-election, which he did win in a landslide. And it was stolen from us. And the rhinos would not contest the election. These bastards, the rhinos, these plagues, these Mitt Romneys, these Adam Kinzigers, these Liz Cheneys, the spawn of Dick Cheney, these rhinos, these morons, every bit as evil as Nancy Pelosi, every bit as evil as Chuck Schumer, every bit as evil as Brandon. So the president this is a powerful message from the president. We have no courage. We have nothing. Imagine the president a year later is able to say, we have nothing. We had everything. Things were looking so good. The president had such a fine program. And then these evil people came in with stealing the election, the scamdemic, Anthony Fauci, the scamdemic used then, still being used to derail patriots. Very important message from the president. There was another one on the same day. Let me find that for you. On the 12th also. Let me find it. I think I've got it. He says this on October 12th. Not even possible to believe the lies, exaggerations, and outright fraud committed by very poorly rated morning, and then he puts in ironic quotes, news. Because it isn't news, is it? About the January 6th protest. Now notice that the president's the only one with the balls to defend the patriots of January 6th, to stand up for them. All the rest of them are, not all the rest of them, but they're so many of them are just cowards running for the tall grass. You know, people who entered, who were invited into the Capitol by federal agents. And we now know the FBI had people running that January 6th show. The doors were open. People were welcomed in. But Liz Cheney doesn't want to know about this. Adam Kinzinger doesn't want to know about this. They're not going to subpoena the FBI files on how many agents the FBI had at the front. The whole thing was a setup. People ended up in the actual video footage. We see patriots with their flags, with their patriot banners, parading peacefully, walking peacefully between the velvet ropes, the same way you or I did when we visited the Capitol. In fact, when I visited the Capitol, there weren't even any velvet ropes. You didn't have to stay between velvet ropes. You could just wander anywhere in the rotunda. Wander anywhere in these, what's it called, the gallery of statues below the rotunda. You could wander all over the Capitol. And that's what they were doing. Nobody was lighting fires. Nobody was breaking things. Nobody was assaulting anybody. Nobody had a weapon. There was no revolution. There was no insurrection. There were people by the hundreds of thousands who had assembled that day to protest a stolen election. Thank you, coward Mike Pence. Thank you, coward Mitch McConnell. None of you have the balls to contest an obviously stolen election. And so patriots showed up to protest. That's their right. That's what the First Amendment is all about. The right to peaceably assemble. The right to free speech. The right to yell. To yell at people that you hate for having wrecked your country. The traitors you hate. It is legal. It is your right to hate these people. And if you don't hate them, there's something wrong with you. And he says this, these are terrible human beings that do this to our country. The 2020 election was a fraud, rife with errors, irregularities, and scandal. The radical left knows it, the media knows it, and the patriots of our country know it. And now the USA is paying a big price. And then here it is. Maybe this is a... And even here's another important message from the president today. The USA is paying a big price. It is very sadly going to hell! Exclamation mark. So that's how our president feels about it. We'll be right back. In a bit.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see. What I hate is what I hate.
Hey, we're back, folks.
And,
this is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, your host. We've got another 40 minutes of fun and frolics here in these unfun times. We have to get our fun where we find it. And my fun this week is with Let's Go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. And, you know, of course, what do we love about that? It's just so perfect. People are reluctant to say and shout in public what they really feel and to use the words that accurately, truthfully express the degree, the depth of their anger. So, you know, if you just, you know, if you use phrases like, "Oh, shucks, I really don't like you. I'm really upset about what's going on. You've been mean to me and to my country." What is that? It doesn't work, does it? You have to use stronger language. And don't cover your children's ears. I'm not going to burst out with a string of epithets. But those are what are needed. Let's go, Brandon. Now, that's the beauty of Let's Go, Brandon. You don't need to cover your children's ears to say, "Let's go, Brandon." But we all know now what it means. Bump, bump, Biden. Bump, bump, Biden. Let's go, Brandon. Yes. Yes. Blank you, Brandon. And it's just so perfect. How did this wonderful thing drop from heaven upon our unworthy heads? Well, this is great. Let's go, Brandon. And but it lets people who are otherwise reluctant to say, but you know, they haven't been shy though. They have been yelling in stadiums by the hundreds of thousands. They have been yelling the actual words they feel and saying it in full with the, what I won't say it here, but blank you, Biden. Blank Joe Biden. Blank Joe Biden. Let's go, Brandon. Sorry. The engineer just intervened. I just had an intervention, Dr. Kelly. I've been making you hold for a year, maybe for an hour. Dr. Kelly, you're on the air.
Oh, dude, thank you so much, Kelso. I was just going to say, we're racing down the hill from the top of the summit on our way to Santa Cruz, and we got to get through the 49 curves so that we can catch the rising tide and have a surf session, me, you, and Jesse Ventura.
Yeah. Well, Jesse Ventura, that would be fun, but not Santa Cruz, not...
There's 49 messages, there's 49 curves heading down there, and dude, the worst news ever. So I had to bug the county and get a couple of copies of the new poll worker. It's not even a training manual anymore. It's called Policies and Procedures.
Right.
And just since you left and you're no longer here, I'll just break your heart. Dominion Voting Systems. They have these damn touch screens in like 20 of the counties. And so people need to wake up and smell it, put a hatchet in the screen, and don't ever vote unless it's on paper. And, you know, those naked ballots, meaning without the proper envelope, I mean, they're not even supposed to be accepted by any poll worker.
Right. This everything that's going on. You know, if you imagine, like, all the things that get authenticated, you know, like when you show up at the driver's, the Department of Motor Vehicles, you know, at various points, they want to see a birth certificate. They want to see your proof of this and proof of that and the Social Security. They don't want your number. They want the original Social Security card, et cetera, et cetera. You know, when you are at the cashiers, they check your $100 bill to verify that it is authentic. Authentication occurs on the smallest things, but on the most important and cherished thing, which is your vote. Your vote in a civil society, in a peaceful society, in a civilization, that vote is what is guarantees that you don't need to engage in violence. You don't need to engage in combat to defend your property and your life. That vote is sacred. And they take that away. Stay with me, Dr. Kelly. We'll talk about what happens when they take away your vote.
Still last 10 years like they should. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
When this war is over, it will be better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day.
Thanks for tuning us in, and we've got Dr. Kelly, the patient Dr. Kelly, on the phone with us. What were we talking about, Dr. Kelly?
You were going to write your book and tell all your cool stories about growing up and all your bros and your boyhood buddies and adventures. People need to need to know this stuff.
Well, you know, this is, folks like Chrissy Hynde and myself and Rush Limbaugh and Donald Trump, you know, we're older and we remember, if we're still alive, as not all of us are, we remember a country where we had freedom. And that's where I left off with you, Dr. Kelly, which is what happens when they take away the vote. Well, folks, the vote, how important is the vote? See, in years past, like back when it was good in America, there were, I know plenty of people, family members, friends who never voted. They never voted. It didn't really matter to them. And it, strangely enough, at some times and in some places, it didn't really matter because you had good candidate number one versus good candidate number two, and it didn't matter a whole hell of a lot which one won. But that was then. This is now. And when you lose the vote, folks, that is the only thing separating us from the jungle. Because if you don't have a vote in a civil society where you can elect people who will defend your rights, then you must defend your rights by force. There's no nice way to say it, folks. There's no point in playing patty cake with this. If you don't have a vote, you have brute force, period. Brute force. That is what we have if we don't have a vote. You have to defend your house, your home, your family, your person. You have to defend your bloodstream by brute force. Now, is there some nicer way to say it, ladies and gentlemen? If you have a vote, if you live in a civil society where you have rights, then brute force is not necessary. The people who exerted brute force on your behalf in centuries past secured for you with their lives, they secured to you a Bill of Rights, a Declaration of Independence, a Constitution, but those are gone. My city is gone. Way to go, Ohio.
Yeah, they paved paradise and put up a parking lot. Just ask Amy Grant.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is how serious it is. And I'm not advocating violence. I'm not advocating brute force. I'm just stating the obvious. If you don't have some barrier of a civilization, and that's what we Western people, that's what we created. Donald Trump, when he said in his Warsaw speech of 2017, he asked the question, he said, the question is, do we have the will to defend Western civilization? Or maybe he said European civilization. Do we? That's the question. And if we don't have the will to do that, the president in his message I read only minutes ago, he said, no nation is stupid enough to let this happen to them. Now, but he's saying, he's speaking somewhat ironically, because there is a nation that is stupid enough to let it happen to them. And it's us. It's us, ladies and gentlemen. We are that damn dumb. We are that screwed up as a nation. We have lost it as a civilization. We don't have the balls. We don't have the courage. Notice what the president said in his message. No, we have no courage. That's not Kelso, the wild man, speaking. That's Donald Trump, the wild man, speaking. We have no courage, comma. We have nothing. Nothing. Donald Trump said that this week to you. We have nothing. Not a little bit. We've been hurt. No, we have nothing. Nothing. Zero. America is gone. Our Constitution is in the trash can. The Bill of Rights is torn up. Millions of people, the trash and garbage of the entire world is flooding across our border. And get this. You know, you were told that the National Guard was down there. The various states like Florida, Ohio, South Dakota, Iowa, had sent National Guard units to help patch up places on the border. Well, guess what? The president, a message I didn't get to read you from the president, they're gone. Even those few hundred National Guard troops that were lent to Texas have been removed. There's nobody on the border. Nobody. It's wide open. What the hell has happened to our country? Where are our balls? Where is our courage? Where is our anger? What the hell is happening? Millions of people, they're laughing at us. They're flooding across the border. This is now their country. It's not your country. Your children don't have a country. Everything you've worked for is gone. Why the hell?
you been going to work from 9 to 5 for 40 years, for 50 years? Why have you sweated and toiled? For what? For this? To have no country? To have it stolen from you with no resistance? No resistance! Where is your resistance? Why the hell are you wearing that mask? Why the hell are you bending over for your vaccine? You don't even know what's in it. And people are dropping like flies. And you're believing all the BS. What the hell is wrong with you? That's what the president is saying to us. Go try to... Well, pretty soon I'm going to get upset, Dr. Kelly.
Good. That's what I've been waiting for, Kelso. You need a triple cappuccino. You are the great Kelsolio.
And folks, I'm not, this happens.
But it's so, dude, go for it. It's so bad. Like they're the.
I'm just saying that. You know, I start
the congressman's on this conference call and he's calling it a freaking democracy. It's like I called his office and I was like, wash your mouth out with soap for using the D word and get yourself a flag. Call your buddy Brian Daly over there in the Senate Flags and Publications and get a flag that says California Republic, you dingleberry.
Well, you know, I grew up in, Pacific Palisades and Santa Monica, California. I haven't been back there in some time. I may never go back. I may right now be on some no-fly list. Folks, check on it. Thousands of patriots are on no-fly lists. You can't get on an airplane. This is a dictatorship. It is a communist dictatorship. You're not going to get an FBI gun check. Go try to buy a firearm to defend yourself. The communist FBI will deny it. Try to buy an airplane ticket and be an activist. Be an activist.
Try to rent a car like a decade ago, dude.
Identified patriot, folks. Good luck.
Been there. Yep.
Good luck when you can't get on a plane. You can't buy a firearm. You can't buy ammunition. This is a communist dictatorship. We do not have the rule of law. Everything your ancestors fought, died, bled, and sweated for has been taken away from you without a shot being fired. And let's just reflect for a moment. 12 months ago, we had President Donald John Trump. This great, great man was our president. He was reelected in a landslide. And pieces of garbage like Mike Pence and Mitch McConnell, these pieces of garbage, these worthless worms, just rolled over for the communist press. Rather than resist, rather than push back, rather than use what they had, constitutional power. They were sitting in Congress. They had the right to stand and speak and object and to not certify. The scum in the Maricopa Republican County Board of Supervisors assented to the theft of the Arizona election. They didn't even challenge it. And not worse than that, they are hiding the evidence, destroying the evidence, deleting files. What is wrong with these people?
Yeah, they can change their name from Pima County to FEMA County with an F or a PH. I don't care how they spell it.
Exactly. The Republican Party, folks, you and your local, the people who have gravitated to politics here in North Dakota, this is Trump country. This is where Donald Trump is incredibly popular, more than 2-1, 3-1. This is Trump country. Our two senators, one of whom I know, our two senators voted with the communists. They voted with the Democrats to increase the national debt. And they voted with the Democrats for the infrastructure, the $1.5 trillion communism bill. It's not infrastructure, it's communism. What the hell? The Republican Party is full of rats. It's full of commies. It's full of traitors. They need to be run out. There's no improving these people. There's no pressuring. You can't pressure Mitch McConnell. He has to be frog marched out of the Republican Party. He is a piece of garbage. He's a human piece of garbage. He's not reformable. There is no moral content to Mitch McConnell or any of the other such so-called Republicans. And Donald Trump is the man who upset their apple cart. Everything was going peachy keen with the George Bush traitors. The weapons of mass destruction. Dick Cheney traitors, these lying bags of crap who sent hundreds of thousands of young American soldiers to the Middle East, thousands of whom died for these bastards. There were no weapons of mass destruction. There was no uranium yellow cake in Iraq. Dick Cheney, who's still alive at 80 years old, this piece of garbage in Wyoming, and his piece of garbage daughter. These people took over the Republican Party. Henry Kissinger, I think, was a Republican. And I think even amazingly, he's still alive and still powerful. These people have betrayed America. And people need to wake up, take back your school board. Go down to your school board meeting and call these people the bastards that they are. Call them communists. They can probably censor you for saying bastard, but they can't censor you for saying you school board member, you're a communist. Your program of indoctrinating my children at my expense, these are my tax dollars. It's my property tax. It's my kids in your school, you bastard, you communist. We want you off of this board, and we want real parents on this school board, and we want patriotism taught to our children.
Not just one day in the whole school year. And so, dude, Kelso, you would make such a great statesman, senator, school board, whatever. Trump, Donald, and Junior endorse this man. Start having rallies up there in the Dakotas.
Dr. Kelly, let me give you the sort of the nitty gritty on Kelso here. I'm too toxic. I'm not a political, you know, I don't have political legs, okay? Because I'm too easily smeared, and I'm too easily falsely. But what you need for political candidates are people like these Navy SEALs who are running for office, people like Jim Jordan, really patriot, people like Louie Gohmert in Texas, real patriots. There are people out there who have very good...
Yeah, you were going to talk about the book. You were going to talk about somebody's book, too.
Well, yeah, Mark Meadows, the president, tweeted on this. I don't have it in front of me right now, so I'll just continue on the line of reasoning you're on, Dr. Kelly. But folks, let me just back up here a little bit and take a view from 36,000 feet here at what's going on in our country. And let me go to the hopeful signs. The things that I read to you from the president, folks, and this really sticks in my mind. I read it to you, and it's just growing on me when he said, "We have no courage." Those are strange words to come from Donald John Trump. We have no courage. And then the following clause, we have nothing. I mean, we are really far down in the pit of hell, folks. When Donald Trump has to say things like that, that is very something Donald Trump is loath to say, but he must know that he has to say it right now, and we have to listen. We have to throw these bastards on the school boards, throw them out. We have to get rid of these cowards in Congress. Now there are a few good ones. There's this one. A congresswoman from Colorado named Boebert. She's wonderful. A lot of these names are new to us, and so they're hard to remember. But Congresswoman Boebert from Colorado, I think on her business card it says, "I will carry my Glock into Congress." I think that's what it says. I will carry my Glock into Congress, because she's saying I have a Second Amendment. And yes, I can keep and bear arms. You know, I don't give a rat's ass about you, Nancy Pelosi. You have your bodyguards in profusion all around you.
Yeah, dude, and Dianne Feinstein is so ugly, she doesn't need a gun. Like, if you drew your bunt line, you'd go limp.
Hey, now stay there, Dr. Kelly. We'll be right back after this break.
John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Yes, my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man.
Me and old hag. just one of many. Can't get no respect. Politically incorrect. That's all of us, folks. And I'll tell you what, you know, Dr. Kelly, did you follow this story with our piece of garbage Attorney General Merrick Garland? And the fact that, of course, you're aware of this, that he put out a memo saying that you and I are domestic terrorists.
Yeah, it takes one to know one, and he probably knows them all rather.
We're domestic terrorists because, like, for instance, my getting angry in this show at school board members who are teaching our kids communism, that makes me a domestic terrorist. And that qualifies me for investigation by the FBI. Now, if that isn't, but now, as Paul Harvey would have said, now the rest of the story. Now, that story is offensive enough as it stands right there. If Merrick Garland were, in fact, a Boy Scout and were ethically clean in other regards, that would be a putrid story. But as Paul Harvey says, there's more to it. It turns out that Merrick Garland's daughter, her husband, is the founder of a critical race theory company in Boston that has millions of dollars of federal and local contracts preaching communism to our children. In other words, the thing against which we parents are objecting to these communist schools, these communist school boards, the thing about which we are protesting is sold for big bucks by the putrid puke Merrick Garland's son-in-law. In other words, the corruption, this is Hunter Biden scale corruption. Merrick Garland knew this when he put out his memo saying anybody that objects to critical race theory is a domestic terrorist. Anybody that raises and needs to be investigated, not by your local police department, but by the FBI. The FBI needs to helicopter into your town and investigate you, Mr. and Mrs. America, because you are angry that your tax dollars are being used to brainwash your kids. What the hell? And this Merrick Garland, look at the chutzpah of this person, this weirdo Merrick Garland. He knows that his son-in-law is making millions of dollars for his daughter selling this crap. And if you object to it, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, is going to sick the FBI on you. Folks, that's Leon Trotsky and the KGB.
Yeah, they can trot in some cement shoes in the Massachusetts Bay for all I care.
Yeah, well, thank you, Dr. Kelly, for joining us. And folks, we'll meet up again here at the Trump Clubhouse next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. See you then. So long.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the